between the hash marks, right to left across the radio. Beaching of 60 feet out of the band, 20 hard around the die breaks. We've attacked as the first down out to the 20-yard line. Brought down at the 18-yard line as the first down by about 8-9 yards. Gain of 16 on the play. Now into the red zone is USA coming out in the second half with vengeance.
Number 61, Brad Lautenschlager, makes the tackle.
First and 10 for the red, white, and blue. They go up to the huddle, now break free, come back into the huddle. Interesting look there. First and 10 from their Bad Axe's 19-yard line.
Botched snap
calls for the fumble in the backfield. USA pounces on it to begin. No official word. And USA recovers, so it's a loss of two in the play. We'll give that one against Beachy. So now second and 12 from the 21-yard line.
Yeah, just a bad exchange there. Beachy maybe got a little ahead of himself there. Looks like he did dive on the ball, though, to save it.
Lakers scores with 17 seconds before halftime. It's now Lakers 27, Bay City All Saints 6. Game in front of you, USA 14, Bad Axe nothing. Second and 12 for USA. On the Bad Axe 21-yard line, this one's off to McKay Jones. He's out for the right and into the end zone, standing up. He cut to his left, cut to his right, and found himself in the end zone. A 21-yard scamper for McKay Jones makes it a touchdown, USA. It's now USA 20, Bad Axe nothing.
Nice run by the speedster there, McKay Jones. He flew through the line on the left side and made a cut back to the right side of the field, and nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
9:05 mark in the second half. USA strikes first in the first drive of the second half. It only took him six plays to do it and 2 minutes and 55 seconds. The two-point conversion's out, a pitch out to the left side and leaping over his defender, number 16, McKay Jones. Le'Veon Bell style gets across the pylon and the two-point conversion is good. That's the top 10 nominee and it's now USA 22, Bad Axe nothing. You're tuned to WLW Sports.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
USA running backs are feeling pretty loose in the backfield and dancing all over the field. Now makes it USA 22, Bad Axe nothing. 9:05 left in the third quarter. So USA comes out at halftime, takes him six plays, marches right down the field. What does Bad Axe have to do to counter?
Bad Axe needs to come up with a nice drive of their own here. They need to come out and score. They need to score on this drive. No hurry, though. They just need to score on this drive. No turnovers, and they need to stay disciplined and not make any penalties in the second half. They'll have a chance to put some points on the board and make a run.
Number 45, Zach Comer, kicking this one out for USA. Nice kick right to left across the radio, down to the 8-yard line, where number 3, Seth Geiger, brings it in. He's across the 20, meets some little aggression at the 24-yard line, and that's where he's going to be held up and brought down right at the 25, according to the spot. So, Bad Axe has 75 yards for a score for the first time tonight. 8:58 left in the third quarter. It's USA 22, Bad Axe nothing. First and 10 for the Hatchets. We'll see what sort of adjustments Mark Benetti and the Hatchets made at halftime. Their stud on defense, number 55, Jamie Rogers, crowned king at halftime. Two men in the backfield, McVay and Emmerich, Braden under center. Right at the 25-yard line. It's a handoff to McVay. Hits the line of scrimmage, maybe gets a yard scraped out of there. He's out to the 26, maybe 27, brings up second and 8 for the Hatchets.
Not much running room there. Defensive line for USA does a nice job plugging the holes.
McVay with a 2-yard gain, second and 8. now facing Van Ex in between the hash marks, left to right across the radio with the winged helmets to boot. 8.5 left in the third. Van Ex trails by 22 as 14-0 at halftime. Van Ex comes out, same formation, Braden under center, two men in the backfield, McVay and Emmerich. Braden rolls to his left, waiting for the option, keeps it for himself across the line of scrimmage. Almost looks like a fumble was on the play. USA says they have it. No word yet from the trenches, and they're saying third down. So when all of a sudden done, Braden gets a gain of one on the play. Now third and 7 from the 28-yard line. And Van Ex looks a little stagnant here in the second half.
Almost looks like Braden wanted to make a last-second pitch, and the ball snuck loose on him. And Minetti's going to take a timeout here.
And Minetti calls the first timeout for Van Ex in the second half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's USA 22, Van Ex nothing.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Van Ex. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
USA 22, Van Ex nothing in the third quarter. 7:36 before the fourth starts. Van Ex is faced with is it second or third down?
Third down, Clark.
Third down. Thank you, Dave, for that. Third down and 7 coming up for the Hatchets on their own 26-27-yard line, working off the left hash. Braden in their center, two men in the backfield. That's McVay and Emmerich right behind. Braden rolls to his left in his same reverse, this time to number 7. And he's caught in the backfield. One man to beat, and McKay Jones is there to meet him. Number 7, Bailey Hines on the reverse that worked with Geiger. Unfortunately, it didn't work this time as number 16, McKay Jones, comes up from the secondary, makes the play right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. And now, fourth down.
I like the play call there. They set it up so that Hines had one man to beat. If he could break that tackle in any way, he had another 10, 20 yards before anybody would have had a chance to catch him. Got to like the potential that play had.
Tyler Labor ready to punt this way. He's staying on Van Ex's 15-yard line. And the lefty's kick is up. It's across midfield. Bounces at the 43-yard line. Brought in by Dan Rick at the 43. Rolls to the far sideline. And number 23, Emmerich, is there to bring him down at the 47. So a return of 4, nothing much there for USA, but they get the ball nearly at midfield.
Good field position for the USA offense. Looking to really put this game away with another score and a long time-consuming drive.
The differential right now is 22 points. And we still have 6.5 to play in the third quarter. It's first and 10 for USA with the ball at their own 47-yard line. Right to left across your radio. Beachy comes out under center, T formation, three men in the backfield. They're back at the 43-yard line. There's the snap, it's fumbled. Beachy picks it back up and has Dan Rick wide open at the 35-yard line, catches it, he's to the 15, he's to the 5, and he is into the end zone. Dan Rick with the catch and into the end zone on the on the run, just like that. And USA touchdown one more time.
The ball hit the turf, and everybody froze except two people, Beachy and Rick. Rick just kept running his route, and Beachy picked it up, and that's all he could see was big number 88 out there. That guy moves for a big guy.
53 yards for the score on the catch and carry there from Beachy to Dan Rick, who is pulling away from his defenders the 10-yard line.
So much for the game plan of chewing up some clock there for USA.
6:29 left in the third quarter. They go for the two-point conversion. And nothing going there. Tim Zuby caught in the backfield. And the two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains at 28.